It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
For all the sickness to go gone, because I wanted to play with my friends.
Hey, welcome on in, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all well. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Scotty. How are you doing?
We should have done this before the show.
Yeah.
Oh, Lloyd, don't go yep. We were barking at you.
Yeah, we were yelling.
Yeah, you weren't even on headset, but whatever.
We're not okay with that, Lloyd.
Nope, not okay.
We're not okay with that excuse because both of us were on headset. In fact, we were here early. Because we're like, well, we don't want to get chewed up by Lloyd, and we definitely don't want to start the week on a bad note. And so
you guys were mingling. It's okay. It's what you got to do. Got to make people happy.
How's those noodles back there? You good?
Are they warm?
I'm going to have to go nuke them again here in a sec.
They heat it up. Speaking of food, Scotty, how was your weekend?
It was good. No complaints.
Anything new?
You know what? Every Monday I'm like, man, what am I going to talk about? Because I got nothing. I was in Boise, drove home, saw the folks on the way home, came back, spent Sunday with the family. Boom, here we are. Well, rinse and repeat.
How'd Friday go?
Not great, Bob. Not great.
I don't understand what happened in Boise.
You got better stories about what happens in Boise than I do. Okay, calm down, Greg Rubel.
Let's get Greg Rubel on. Let's figure out what happened on Friday.
They're beat up, man. You know, You lose your point guard. Namish Gaeta played out of his mind again. But Boise's a good team. Sometimes the other team's really good.
They are. They're a good team. Still got the Mount West Conference tournament that we're excited about. Weekend was good. I did my Dutch oven potatoes.
Oh, nice.
I did give out my Dutch oven potato recipe, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago, a year ago.
Yeah.
Might have been. And to me, it's the best potatoes that you can make. It's got bacon and it's got spicy sausage in it. And it's got sour cream, butter, cream of mushroom, chopped up onion, and about 10 sliced up russets put into a Dutch oven. And Dutch oven for about two and a half hours at 350. And you've got yourself.
Oh, yeah?
Well, so, Scotty, I watched this. Have you watched this American Barbecue show? It's a show. I've only watched, like, the first six episodes of season one.
It's on Netflix?
It's on one of the streamer services. Yeah, I think it might be Netflix or Hulu, maybe. And I watched it. Kind of got me amped up. But these guys just go on and they barbecue a bunch of stuff. And it looked really good. Inspired me a little bit. So I got out there and did some of that.
How'd the tri-tip turn out?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent. I started taking my tri-tip off of the smoker at 100.
Yep.
Putting it on the hot iron skillet with butter and garlic until it hits 120 on the internal, and it's off in tin foil.
And then let it climb. Oh, you wrap it.
Yes. I take it off. I wrap it.
And let it get to what, 130?
And set it.
Yeah, because it'll still climb.
Set it on the counter.
Yeah.
And then it climbs, and then I get that perfect medium rare. I just have burnt. I have cooked too many tri-tips all the way through, and it ruins them. Takes the juice right out.
No, no. You miss on tri-tip, and you got shoe leather on your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I want people to really pay attention to their temperatures, but, man, it was a good weekend. Went and did some ice fishing.
Yeah.
You know I get addicted to that. You know, in the winters, you'll find me up on a lake somewhere. But Strawberry has been fantastic this year.
Wasn't Valentine's again, was it?
No, it wasn't Valentine's. It's just I'm awake at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning anyway. So on a Saturday, I typically will wake up at like 4:30 and lay there in my bed looking at the ceiling until like 7, because I'm not allowed to wake my wife up until like 7:30 is even kind of pushing the envelope a little bit. And so I've just decided, you know what? I'm just going to get up and go ice fishing every Saturday morning.
Get home by what?
Get home 11, by 1.
12? Okay.
By 1. And then if I stay a little longer, then that happens too sometimes. But, you know, hey.
1, 2, 7. Who's counting?
There's something amazing about being on the ice. I know it sounds really stupid to a lot of people, but there's something incredible about being on the ice on top of about 30, 40 feet of water and knowing that those fish are going crazy down below you, that they're hungry, and handing them a little bit of food and figuring out what they want, and then pulling out beautiful fish and then in return eating them. So,
and then keeping them.
With strawberry, you can only keep fish smaller than 15 inches or bigger than 22 inches. They call it slots. You can only keep them if they. And there aren't a lot of fish that are smaller than 15, and there aren't a lot of fish that are bigger than 22. So you throw back 95% of your catch, because it's a lake full of big fish.
Is it wrong that I like to fish, but I don't like fish? Like, I'm not a huge.
You don't
fish
like
fan.
Any kind of fish?
Salmon. I'm down for some salmon.
Or you just don't like freshwater trout?
Don't like freshwater trout. Not a huge fan.
Yeah, I'm with you on the trout. Not a big fan of the flavor.
You don't like a freshwater trout either?
That's too fishy.
I know that sounds funny to say, but I'm with Lloyd 100% on that.
Well, the freshwater trout is not my favorite. Salmon's not my favorite. My favorite's whitefish. My favorite fish is cod. Absolute favorite fish. My favorite way to cook cod is a tempura, a deep-fried cod.
Well, geez, I'll deep-fry anything, and it's going to taste pretty good.
Have you ever, you know what? I think I know a fish that you might like. Crappie.
Honestly say I've never had crappie.
So their fillets are about the size of a medium-sized shrimp.
All right.
So it's just a little fillet, and you throw those in a tempura, and you deep-fry those. And it's a white meat.
Okay.
And it's not fishy. It's more, it doesn't have the texture of tilapia, but it's more like the flavor. It's more the texture, actually, of halibut. It's kind of more the flaky but grainy.
Okay.
Not so much the mushy of tilapia. I'm not even sure tilapia is a real fish. Well, you've done the studies on those, but
the
farm raised.
Like,
I don't know if that's
you know
fish.
That you know that I am down for sushi, but if it comes, what's that? Is it yellowfin?
Yellowfin.
I will throw that across the room, and I will yell at whoever puts that on my sushi roll.
What's a no-no on you? Do you like? I don't like salmon on my sushi.
Don't like salmon. I can on sushi. I like a good cooked salmon.
Yeah,
that's probably if I'm cooking fish, it's going to be salmon. I can handle. I like tuna on sushi, but that's a
fresh tuna on sushi is great.
Yeah,
excellent. What about eel?
I'm okay. I'm down with eel.
Eel's not bad.
I'm okay with that.
I don't mean to start everybody out getting people hungry,
love me some calamari. I know. We're just talking about stuff in the ocean right now. But
love deep fried calamari.
Yeah,
but Scotty, I want you to come ice fishing with me, buddy. I think that you'd love it.
Oh, I'm sure I would.
Sitting back and
it's just the seasons don't line up for us, because you know usually I got a game on a Friday or a Saturday.
Right. Yeah, you're usually out Saturday morning.
Although this is a weird. I don't know if this has ever happened in Logan before, and it's due to the weird COVID schedule this year. But there is a Sunday home game in Logan this weekend.
No kidding.
No kidding.
I haven't seen that in a while.
No, I don't think that's ever happened there. I know it's happened, you know, with the Pac-12, it's happened at the University of Utah. Obviously, it would never happen at BYU, but, yeah, I don't think I've ever thought. They've played on Sunday before, but not a home game on Sunday.
It's a home game in Logan.
Yeah.
That'll be good. So that'll give you Saturday.
That will give me Saturday.
To come fish with me.
It's a Friday, Sunday.
So we got up there. We ended up getting up there about 5:50.
Yeah.
And as we were coming onto the ice, there was a guy coming off the ice that had gone through the ice.
Oh, he fell.
Yes, went through the ice. And he was saying to us, because they'd opened up, they call it the ladders up at the Strawberry Reservoir. they opened up the spillway, and that spillway came through and thawed a bunch of ice, and this guy didn't know and had his little buggy. It's I don't know. They call it like a little snow skid or skid or something like that. And it takes him right. All right.
You know, Lloyd, you just can't say that in the middle of a story.
No, well, I'm just saying, like,
the guy's wrong.
You can finish up the story.
The guy's on a roll.
After
man.
That story, let's not go on to another story.
All right, let's get to the
after that, that's what kind of what I'm saying.
Here we go. Hit it.
Oh, no. I want to hear about the guy falling in the water.
No, it's no good.
No, I want to know.
Hands knock it off.
Forget about Lloyd.
Hit the
star. I'm saying finish the story. When you're done with the story, let's move.
We're good. Start it up. Here we
all
go.
All right, I'm done.
All right. Will you tell me during the break at least?
Yeah,
all right.
I will.
Starting lineup now, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup. Starting Lineup. Presented by University of Utah Health. Gotta love! On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Yeah, I think, you know, every situation, you know, has its challenges. Obviously, it's you'd like to have to learn, you know, to play with the lead tonight. That wasn't the case. And I think you saw, you know, our team that, you know, was competing. And you never know what the game's going to look like. And that's why, you keep playing and keep competing.
Well, Scotty, kind of an interesting thing. I mean, we debated this on Friday, trying to figure out what the Clippers were going to do and how they were going to come out and approach that second game against the Utah Jazz. And I thought maybe Kawhi. I didn't think Paul George. I definitely didn't think it would be Nicholas Batum, Paul yeah. George, and Kawhi Leonard showing up on the court. But I actually think that there is – well, I had a thought behind this. I actually think it's a compliment to the Utah Jazz.
I do, too. I'm glad you bring this up because this is kind of where I'm going to.
It's a compliment to the Utah Jazz that at some point after that Clippers loss, those guys were in the locker room, and we did discuss the possibility of this. Those guys were in the locker room looking around like, hey, screw this. We're going to go show these guys what we got here. And to have Paul George and Kawhi and Nicholas Batum show up on the court the following night and I get it. It was a much different looking Clippers team and a different outcome, obviously. I do think that it was more of a compliment to the Utah Jazz that Coach Lou got the entire crew back on the court and came out and went full press and hard push through four quarters. And obviously the Clippers got the win, and I do think it says a little bit about the Clippers. I think it says a little bit about where the Utah Jazz are, and I did read a little bit into that game a little bit because I felt like both teams came into that game like, all right, you're fully loaded, we're fully loaded, we got Mike Conley back, let's see what we got here. And it was a really good game, but not the outcome Jazz fans I'm sure were looking for.
Well, yeah, and I think the first quarter had a lot to do with that too, and the fact that Jazz had a furious rally late that just ended up a little bit short. I think these are two very evenly matched teams, and I wouldn't mind seeing this game being played six more times in a seven-game series.
That's what I'm saying. It was that type of entertaining game. It was that kind of fun.
Which is probably another reason why you want to hold on to that one seed, because you want the Clippers and Lakers to do battle. You want those two to knock each other around in a seven-game set.
Well, I said on Friday that I'm not scared of this Clippers team and that the Utah Jazz should match up and play well because I feel like Rudy Gobert is a solid matchup. But watching Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on the court again together and watching Patrick Beverley do what he does, he's so obnoxious the way he plays the game. But I like the way he plays the game. I like his physicality.
Yeah. One of those guys you want on your team, you hate him when he's on the other team.
Exactly. He just pesters you all game long. It was a quick reminder that is going to be a team you would love to avoid, if possible. You would love to avoid that fully loaded team because they looked really good in stretches.
Well, it's the best.
And really determined.
They've got the best defense. I mean, you know, I'm sure somebody will throw analytics at me and say they're not either, but when this team locks down and plays defense, they've got the best defenders in the league. With Beverly, Kawhi, and Paul George. All three of those dudes can hang their hat on defense. Mm-hmm. and can lock you down and make you feel miserable. And really, and I think this was a problem in the first quarter for the Jazz, really disrupt your passing. Because they get into passing lanes, they wreak havoc with your spacing. They do a lot of problems, and they create a lot of problems for you when you're trying to create something for yourself. And so I think that's the Jazz are so predicated on spacing, on getting those open looks, and the length and the athleticism of the Clippers really create a lot of problems for that.
More than I thought. More than I thought when they're fully loaded. And you could tell Scotty Kawhi wanted to prove a point.
Yeah.
So did Paul George. They both wanted to prove a point.
I mean, everybody watched that game. That felt like a game two in a Western Conference semifinal.
Absolutely did. Which that to your point, I want to see six more games. I want to see the Jazz versus this Clippers team fully loaded seven times total, because I want to see who's the better team. If the Jazz could even stick in it that long, or if the Clippers stick in it that long, I'd love to see it. It's a really good team. When they're clicking, it's a really good team. Utah Jazz taking on the Charlotte Hornets tonight. So we get to see Gordon Hayward again. Excited to see Gordon Hayward. And you remember the last time they took on Charlotte, it wasn't Gordon Hayward. It was LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
LaMelo Ball came out and had a game.
Career high. Well, I don't think he's eclipsed it either.
34 points in that game, and it just felt like he couldn't do anything wrong. Now, the Utah Jazz end up getting the win in that game, 138-121. But you could tell that team wanted to make a point as well. And Gordon Hayward, Terry Rozier, LaMelo Ball, back at the Vivint Smart Home Arena tonight. This is going to be a good game as well.
Yep.
It'll be another test. This is the eighth seed in the East.
Yeah, I don't think this is a game that you just say, oh, that's a W.
No.
Although it'll be interesting to see. I think the Jazz play a little angry tonight. And I think, frankly, there's a lot of pressure lifted off them after losing that game. I mean, the mental wear. I'll say this. I could see the Jazz beating Charlotte by 25 tonight. I could also see the Jazz losing three out of their next four because of the letdown after the loss and just like, you know, the All-Star break's coming up, second half of the season's coming up, and I could see this team, I wouldn't even be upset about it because I just understand the mental wear and tear that the last, you know, month or so have been as this team has been playing at a super high level.
Mm-hmm.
I could see this team dropping two out of three, three out of four, and everybody panicking. And it's just the waves of the season, the ups and downs of an NBA season. And I think this team has had to be so hyper-focused and so super intense over this last stretch that it wouldn't surprise me you lose a game like, oh, okay, well, we lost a game. And then all of a sudden there's another loss. And then all of a sudden it clicks, all right, we got to get this thing back up and going again. You know, I could just see a long season where something like that could happen. It wouldn't surprise me.
You've been covering this league a lot of years. And I am right there with you. The years that I've covered, it definitely feels like you get those flows.
Yep.
And, you know, the start of the season kind of had that feel for sure. And we had a lot of worry, concerns, questions the way the season started. And then things obviously evened out and they go on their stretches. And so now you have a real belief and understanding of this team. But I don't think you'll have the same questions If they lost to Charlotte tonight, put together back-to-back losses, and their first home loss since – you got to go back. The first home loss since Phoenix, December 31st.
Woo, that is going back a ways.
December 31st was the last time the Utah Jazz lost on their home floor. They're 13-2 at home. So let's say they end up losing, and back-to-back losses, first home loss since December 31st. I just won't have the questions that I had when we had the back-to-back losses that we talked about with Brooklyn and New York. When Brooklyn was without Kevin Durant and New York was New York. And I know New York's a better team than New York has been in the past, but it was still New York, and I think that they were missing a player or two. So I just won't have the same questions. But because I do, I kind of – it's funny because I feel the exact same way you feel because I've seen enough NBA seasons to know that that just happens.
Yeah.
But it is Gordon Hayward. It is LaMelo Ball. It is the Hornets. And you're right, the Jazz just lost, and I'm sure that they want to get back on the court and prove something again. they want to make a point that we are still, you know, we are still that Utah Jazz team everybody thought we were. But that Clippers team, when they came out fully loaded, man, it made it interesting. It was my favorite game of the year. I mean, other than the outcome, my favorite game of the year so far, watching a fully loaded Clippers team and a fully loaded Jazz team just to start to get a feel what the playoffs might look like.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. We are live here at Elite Works. Scotty's hanging with us right now. How are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing extremely well. Well, on this beautiful morning.
Beautiful Monday morning, and we're so excited to be back at Elite Works. And we do need to mention, though, that you are you now 7-0?
7-0. 7-0, and I do need to bring this out. I mean, Quinn is going to be coaching the Western Conference in the All-Star game. You know, he heard the likes that I beat teams like Carbon, Emory, Richfield by one.
Richfield was a good team.
You know, so I've been game planning for him. And so, I mean, Quinn, just give your boy a shout out over here, okay? I know this is the reason you're succeeding.
That's all he's looking for.
You know, just a little shout out.
Scotty, I love what you've done for our listeners over the last, I guess it's been, what, 6 months now?
Can you believe that?
I guess it's been more than that. Yeah. What is it, 8 months that we've been working
together? This was the first remote since the Rona.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So I think we're looking about 8 months we've been out here, and it's been fun. I want the listeners out there to understand EliteWorks.com. EliteWorks is offering you something that you've never been offered before, and that is a free website rebuild. I've never heard of this before, never seen it, and people out there might wonder, well, what are you talking about, a free rebuild? Explain to them what comes with this free rebuild offer.
It's great for anybody out there that has a website. Obviously, this is your business card in the commerce world, the electronic world. And let's just say that your brother-in-law is the one that created that website, or you created it. You should absolutely take a look, give us a call, because we will take your existing website with your help and your input, and we will create a brand new website. And that new website is going to have things like e-commerce capability, CRM capability, marketing automation where you can do emails and you can do drip campaigns. All of this, you're going to have these capabilities for free. And that is something that right now you don't have.
844-523-2777. That's 844-523-2777. If you feel like you're spending too much per month on your website hosting, if you don't like the design, the look, or the functionality, EliteWorks is going to rebuild your site and put it on their hosting site for free. 844-523-2777. And you've got something new for the new builds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hans had a great idea. I'm not going to lie. This morning, you know, he texted me and said, I got an offer. And this offer is crazy. I mean, this is like Crazy Al's Furniture Mart over here. You know what I mean? And so what Hans decided to do was, hey, if you want to do a new website, which we build those all the time, if you want to do a new website, we'll give you 3 free months of hosting. Now, I may be out there begging for food, but it's no big deal. We'll give you 3 free months of hosting.
No big deal. You'll get by.
Yeah, I'll get by.
You'll find a way. Come over. I'll feed you. I'll feed you one of the nights.
Oh, Hans is a good cook.
No, I do love this. I love finding deals for our listeners. I do, and I did talk to Scotty about this, and this is just an extra incentive for anybody out there. And I want people to know, there's no contracts.
None.
So you're getting 3 months of hosting for free with your new website rebuild.
And live support. You can call local. We're a local company. There's people that will pick up the phone. It's what all of us want to do. We all want to support local. This is our community. We want to, we hire people within the community. And, support us. We would love to help you get a website because you need one.
844-523-2777. If you're driving around and you're listening, or you're sitting in your computer and you're listening and you're thinking about, man, I just started this business, or I'm starting this business, or I have this business, I've got this site, I need to fix it, I need to drop my monthly payments. Whatever the case is, just call.
Absolutely.
Let us work with your situation. 844 844- 523-2777. It's EliteWorks. It's the fastest growing website builder, website hosting software in the state, yep, let alone across the country. It really is an incredible opportunity for everybody out there. 844-523-2777.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show with Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
A woman was in the backcountry of Alaska and walked to the outhouse, sat down, and suddenly felt a bite on her butt. She screamed, looked down, and guess what was in there? A bear.
A bear!
That's kind of gross.
You were entertaining this notion of traveling the country. But see, it's stories like this why I don't think you'd like it. Like outhouses, to begin with. I just don't think somebody used to the lifestyle that you're used to would function very well with outhouses and what is in said outhouse.
I'll tell you one thing. If a bear bit me in the butt, that would scare the crap right out of me.
Catch The Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
You know, we Lloyd, I'm going to make a statement, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. Because sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, a couple of years ago when I said, oh, I think I changed half of the diapers, and then Jenny came on and go, you changed like 5% of the diapers. So
yeah,
sometimes
we all did this, and we were all off, by the way.
So sometimes I think something, and then I need somebody to tell me I'm wrong. But I think we try really hard not to go after other members of the media. Especially here locally. Like, you know, sometimes people have bad opinions. There was one guy who worked at a competing radio station that I would want to destroy all the time. But he's been long gone out of the market. So other than that, that's the only guy that I ever had any real animosity towards. And I think for the most part, I have tons of respect for everybody in the market. Everybody does good work. Everybody's just trying to do their thing. And even this column is from a writer that I respect and I think does good work and has done good work and will continue to do good work. But I think it's okay that if somebody writes something or says something that isn't very smart, it's okay to call them out. So Doug Robinson just put out a column saying that Tim Tebow came along at the wrong time in the NFL, the wrong time for option quarterbacks. No, Doug, Tim Tebow sucked and he continued to suck. And Tim Tebow didn't come at the wrong time. He was just a bad quarterback. Like, I mean, this column is just, you know, a love letter to Tim Tebow. And it's just like, hey, look, bro, I watched every single snap of him when he had any relative amount of success in the NFL, and he was still bad. And hey, I still...
Would you say he was a good quarterback or great quarterback in college football?
Yes. I think he's one, right? I think he's one. Yes. And
you
that's...
can be a great or good college football quarterback and not be a good NFL quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think Tim Tebow is one of the greatest college players of all time. I really do. And I think you can be, it's like, look, just because Jimmer Fredette didn't make it in the NBA doesn't diminish who Jimmer Fredette was as a college player. And that's why we get, you know, Frank Dolce thinks I love Tim Tebow. No, because I think Tim Tebow had a awesome college career, and that's great. And we can celebrate that. And also understand that he was a disaster in the NFL.
Okay. I have to read this whole piece. I can't assume there's no way that he meant that if Tim Tebow
was playing now, if he was coming out into the league right now, essentially saying at the wrong time. So Tim Tebow, blah, blah, blah. And Tim Tebow came along at the wrong time in the NFL, the wrong time for option quarterbacks, the wrong time for the good guys. Okay.
I think we could find this out because he's well rested.
Tebow didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't swear, didn't chase women, didn't budge from the standards that were once America's standards. Okay, calm down on that. You don't know that's true. Oh, and then he gets mad because of Kaepernick and stuff too, and kneeling. And Anyway, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just, if Tebow had come along later, coaches might have adjusted their offenses to accommodate the things that did well. That's what the Ravens did for Lamar Jackson. That's what the Eagles are doing for Jalen Hurts. No, no, stop it. He's not on the same stratosphere as those guys. You can't put Tim Tebow and Lamar Jackson in the same sentence together because Tim couldn't throw and didn't get any better throwing. Lamar couldn't throw his first year, and then the second year ends up completing 65% of his passes. And Denver did. They changed their offense completely for Tim Tebow.
The only chance Tim would have had is if a coach were to take some type of very deep route like Coach Payton's done with Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Like it would have to take the passing out of the game and use him as an H-back, an offset tight end, a disconnected tight end, a tight slot, some type of utility. But I don't even know if Tim Tebow could catch a pass. Did we ever see him catch a pass?
No. And look, I think
Taysom's shown that he can catch a pass.
Look, I think Tim Tebow could have had a really great NFL career had he been an H-back or had he been a short yardage guy. Like, I think there was a place for him in the league, but not as a starting quarterback.
Could have been a Dallas Clark, for hell's sakes. Something like that.
Like, there's a ton of things he could have done.
Ooh, Dallas Clark's a really good comparison, Lloyd. I've played with Dallas. And his body type and build, strength, speed, he could have played at the tight end position for a long time. The problem is, if you can't throw, it's really tough in the league to learn to throw. If you don't have a natural ability to throw, trying to change your mechanics and really find accuracy in the league is not a good time to be finding your accuracy. So the only way he could have been successful is if a coach really tweaked a set. You look at the extremes that Coach Payton has gone to in order to keep Taysom Hill on the field. There's been a lot of adjustment to put Taysom Hill into that offense. And I still don't know if Taysom is.
And that's you can't even make that comparison because we're not sure if Taysom can be a full-time starting quarterback in the NFL.
I still don't know.
And again,
what did we see, a three-game stretch where he started?
Yeah. And again, it's not a knock on Taysom. It's not. It's you know, you don't know if his skill set is that will allow him to be.
It's always going to be the comparison.
Yeah.
Tebow and Taysom will always be the comparison.
I see. I think Taysom is five times the quarterback, just strictly a quarterback, not a runner, not any of that other stuff. Don't give me this leadership and all this other bull BS. I'm talking about sitting in a pocket and throwing the football. Taysom Hill is five times the quarterback. People forget how
you're
widely.
You're talking college.
No, I'm talking about NFL.
Sorry, you're talking NFL.
Yes.
Not college.
Not college, NFL.
Yeah.
The dude can't throw. Tim Tebow can never throw.
It was hard to watch him. When they needed a throw, it was hard to watch him try to throw. And it was crazy to watch the Broncos try to put the lipstick on a pig of a first-round pick that they should have never traded for. Because they did try.
Oh, they tried very hard.
They tried, and they were like, no, we can get away in the NFL without throwing the ball. And it's like, no, you can't. You've got to throw the ball.
And Lloyd will remember this. The division was bad that year. They were able to win some games against teams that had – I can go through that schedule and talk away every game that they ended up winning based on the other team having injuries and the other team not fully loaded. And when they did start to play teams that were good, they got dismantled. They played New England twice. New England beat them like 40-3 and then 40-10 in the playoffs. I mean, it just – and look, I get it. Tim Tebow's the All-American boy and everybody loves him and I get it. But at the end of the day, man, he just wasn't good and people – I don't know why people still have this love affair with Tim Tebow.
Well, I guess the reason that this piece was written was because Tim Tebow declared it quits with Major League Baseball and or his pursuit to be in the majors as he was with the AAA outfit with the Mets for, what, 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah.
Trying to make it. It looks like that's kind of what inspired the piece. I can appreciate all the aspects he brings up about Tim Tebow. I really do like the fact that Tim tried to be kind of an image of you know, whatever, a good guy in the NFL, because think the NFL could use a lot of positive pub where we deal with so many DUIs and domestic assaults. And, you know, it seems like that's always the story that we pull from the NFL.
Yeah, but nobody's good guys. You know, you need good players, not good guys.
In the NFL, you do, and but you do wish, you do hope that you can have some good examples of how to act, because if you don't behave properly, eventually it's going to catch up with you, unless you're Pac-Man, because Pac-Man got away
that dude
with
got himself a career, man,
and he got away with just. And did you see he got arrested again?
Oh, I didn't
last
see that.
Week. I mean, he's just one thing after the other, but. I'm okay with all of that with Tim Tebow, but it really did come down to his inability to throw the ball. It did. Came down to his inability to
couldn't
throw
read the ball. A defense, couldn't throw a football.
And it doesn't matter how much tweaking or how much changing or what quarterback coach you put in, for one reason or the other, his mechanics and his ability to throw an accurate ball, anything past what, 15 yards?
He actually, the only thing he threw well, he could throw like a go route. And so
are you talking about a touch pass over the top?
Over the top. Yeah. For some reason, he could actually throw a pretty decent go route. He just said, just streak down the field and lob it up to you. He actually wasn't bad. It was crossing routes. It was 15 yard outs. It was, you know, you need a touch pass. You got a guy that a linebacker in front and a safety behind, and you got to throw that thing in a window. There was no way he was ever going to make that throw.
Okay. If you're starting a college football team and you could have prime Tim Tebow or prime Taysom Hill.
I'll take prime Tim Tebow.
At the college level.
Prime Tim Tebow. Because his, you know, that stuff, it worked for him at the college level.
I always wondered,
could just overwhelm somebody with just sheer athleticism if you can also surround him with a lot of great athletes like they did at Florida too.
I always wondered what Taysom would have been with zero injuries.
Oh, yeah.
I always wonder. Because I think
well, that 2014 season was just, I mean, was that the 14 season when they dismantled Texas on the road? They were undefeated, and then he suffers the injury at Utah State, and then it's all downhill from there.
He is a beautiful athlete. He's an incredible athlete. I actually think I'd like to compare his numbers with Tim Tebow's combine numbers or whatever numbers. I think that Taysom Hill's probably a better athlete across the board.
And I didn't mean us to go down this path. I just saw that story, and it just. I don't know. Like, the legend of Tim Tebow is something I will never get. I will never understand it. Like, why the love affair with Tim Tebow? And I guess it's just because we're all searching for the great all-American boy out there. But we don't even know that. We don't know what Tim Tebow does in his private life.
He could eat cats for all we know.
Yeah, he could be throwing Buller's dog on a Traeger, for crying out loud. Yeah. We don't know.
Did you say eat cats or beat cats?
Both.
Either.
Could be either. For all we know, we don't know.
Is there speculation out there that he's doing such?
No, there's no. We don't know what he's doing behind closed doors. We have no idea.
Are we starting a rumor on here that Tim Tebow eats cats?
Maybe.
That was a weird direction to go.
That was a little weird.
Maybe he eats cats. I don't know. Maybe he likes cat meat.
Could club sills on weekends. Who knows?
Hans goes on out on the ice to catch fish. Tim Tebow goes out on the ice to club baby seals.
Baby seals. I have a lot of respect for what he did at the college level. I do have respect for the person he appears to be, 100%. But as far as saying that he came around at the wrong time, and if he was coming in the league right now, he'd find success.
I always get worried. I don't agree with that. About the perfect person.
Yes.
Tiger Woods was the perfect person for a very long time.
Had a lovely wife, two beautiful kids.
Yes.
Everything was. See, if you put people up on a pedestal as being some like moral on some moral high ground and say, this guy is, he's the greatest, blah, blah, blah. And then all you do is just, you know, when they fail and falter as a human being, then we're like, oh, what a disgusting human being.
No, people loved
a just piece. Because you didn't, that guy didn't live up to the accolades that you set for him.
Well, Tiger was an interesting case because Tiger had upset so many people that had so much persuasion power with the media. You know, people hated him because he seemed so perfect and he didn't treat them real well. So as soon as he fell, the attack was on.
Yeah.
Well, Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Well, that's true.
I would suggest, and Scotty, I think it was you that suggested I go. Was it you that told me to go watch the Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Go watch it. Wait, so you suggested it, and then when I said, "Hey, this Tiger thing's incredible," you said,
"Well, it was like a week later."
It was,
and I think we had talked about it.
A week or two later.
Yeah.
But I would suggest that anybody go watch it. They were able to conjure up some old relationships of Tiger that they put on camera. That
the letter of him breaking up with his girlfriend is just so bad.
I really felt bad for her because I just, in my mind, I'm like, I just want you to move on.
Well, I feel bad for whoever she's married to now because, you know, deep down, if Tiger were to knock on the door and say, baby, it was 25 years ago. I'm sorry, but I've always loved you. She'd be like, where's my bag? I'm out.
Oh,
and get the suitcase.
Peace out to her husband.
Yeah.
The kids would come running to her. She'd hold her hand out. You stay here.
No. No.
Hey, okay. Hold on. I gotta just flip the role really quick, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say that your first love interest, and when you're in junior high or high school, was, let's just say, because I know you have a high respect for business women and intelligent women. Let's say it's Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
And Condoleezza, I don't know, is there a better one to go with? Because she's extremely wealthy, extremely successful.
Correct. Yeah,
and
we had dated in the past.
You dated your sophomore year to senior year in high school.
Yeah,
like this girl, had dated Tiger. Okay, and Condoleezza calls it off because of her political movement and all the things that are going on in her life, and then doesn't call you anymore. But wrote you a love letter. And then they want to do this Condoleezza thing. Would you bring that love letter up?
No, I would not. So she wrote me a letter.
To call it off.
To call it off. And 25 years later, they're doing a documentary.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, let's talk to her high school boyfriend.
Here's Scott Gerard. Scotty dated her from sophomore year to senior year. And Scotty, what else do you have that you would like to
talk
about?
I would say? Like, Condoleezza doesn't ring a bell. I don't really remember.
I just would.
Because I'm not going to admit getting my heart broke.
Oh, man.
Again, like,
wait a minute. He said he broke up with me? No, I broke up with her.
That's how I would handle it.
That's not how that went at all. In fact, I think it took her a long time to get over me.
Oh, you know what you're talking about.
And by the way, Condoleezza Rice, really?
What? That's where you pulled. You were so weird. You're so weird.
But she's extremely successful.
And
she's somebody.
And she's
I respect.
Also like 75 years old.
I know.
Too.
It's just, I couldn't have seen that one coming. There's no way. I would have even thought that Condoleezza Rice was getting brought up on the show today.
I will be honest with you.
Let alone dating Scotty.
I don't know where that name. I don't know how it came to my mind for that, but I just thought Condoleezza Rice because she's extremely successful, extremely wealthy, and I see why you're all confused.
Yeah. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. What you may have missed coming up next.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to bring in Rick Vanelli. Covers the Charlotte Hornets in the NBA for the Charlotte Observer.
The Hornets, coincidentally, played the Sixers and the Jazz in back-to-back home games recently. I got a first-hand look at arguably the two best teams in the league. I thought the Jazz were a significantly more complete team than the Sixers are. The Jazz has that real rarity right now of being exceptional at both ends of the floor. It's not a coincidence. They've got a lot of weapons. Quinn is doing an exceptional job of coaching that team. They're built to win, and I don't think this is going away.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Quite a first hour of the show. We've learned that Tim Tebow likes to consume felines. and that I dated Condoleezza Rice in high school.
Yeah, you never know where these shows are going to take
us. We're off to a stellar start today.
Well, we are at EliteWorks and having a blast down here, and we're going to give you a quick idea of what you can get down here at EliteWorks. But, Scotty, I was excited to hear this, man. So I thought the BYU was going to be ending their season coming up this Thursday against Santa Clara. But then this weekend, we found out that they have rescheduled home games against San Francisco on Thursday, and then they play St. Mary's on Saturday. Yeah. So we get to see BYU before, you know, we get into tournament talk or tournament play. We get to see regular season games against San Francisco and St. Mary's for BYU. Both of them close games before.
There's just too much time. Like, this team needs to be playing basketball consistently. You don't want to take off that time. You need to get games under your belt. And a game against St. Mary's is going to be good for your net. Not great, but good. And you just got to make sure you win all those games. But BYU's on fire right now. They'll win those games.
They should. And they're speaking of their net ranking, they jumped up to 21 after their win against LMU over the weekend. So up to 21 in net ranking. If they were to get wins against San Francisco and St. Mary's coming up this week, how high could they get on net?
It's going to be hard to break up a little further. St. Mary's might give them a little bit of a boost. St. Mary's may not, but so much it's all depending on other people too. Like, you know, if Utah were to win a couple big games, that'd be nice. If Utah State would have beaten Boise State instead of losing, that would have helped out. Even though the Boise State game also, as Greg Rubel explained to us, the Boise State game also wins also helped them out. So a lot of it depends on who else is doing what as well. But for the most part, yeah, I think they could climb it 17, 18 maybe.
Wow. We have Tim Lacombe coming on. I know we talked to Tim about BYU participating in the West Coast Conference tournament, but so let's say they get wins against now that the schedule's revamped, because as I just mentioned, they were going to finish this Thursday against Santa Clara. But now that it's revamped and you've got St. Mary's and San Francisco to finish your regular season schedule, does that hurt or help the chances of possibly seeing them in the West Coast Conference tournament? Does that make sense? Them opting out.
That's a good question.
Opting in.
I could see them opting out. If they beat St. Mary's soundly, I could see them stepping away. I talked to somebody who kind of is somewhat close to the situation. I think the committee would put three teams in from some of the conversations I had. But if BYU does not participate, they might hurt them in seeding. So let's say BYU and Gonzaga don't play in the conference tournament. They crown a champion. They give the champion. I think BYU might feel the ramifications from the committee, not by being left out, but might drop them down in some seeding.
Okay.
But BYU's in. They're done. They're good. They've done everything they need to do.
I still hope that they play in this West Coast Conference.
I do, too. I think it'd be great.
Without Gonzaga in it? Chance to win it. I hope they play in it.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Scotty's with us as we're live here at EliteWork. Scotty, how you doing?
Oh, I am doing so good. It hurts today. That's how good.
It's nice to see you in the office wearing a shirt this time.
Hey, you know, it hurts, you know.
It hurts to be this good looking.
I yell at myself in the mirror. My wife came running in, and she's like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, "Hey, it happened again. I got better looking."
It just happens. It happens overnight. Scotty, I love your enthusiasm. I love your energy. And I love the fact that you've been taking care of our listeners for 8 months
now, Hans, with their
websites.
You really do have great listeners. And we've loved being on 1280 The Zone. We're booked out for a few more months again. And the reason why is because your listeners really get this offer. And we'll have at least one or two call in every single day to take advantage of this free website rebuild, where we'll take a website that they have and recreate it and make it look so much better, give them more SEO, give them more a CRM capability. E-commerce capability, and what we do is we give this capability to them for free.
Yeah,
and so with that, their website improves, their business improves, And it's a success story for them and a success story for us. And it's not only free, but your hosting is as low as only $25 a month. And you're going to get so much more than what you're paying for right now.
The great thing is the customization. I don't even know if that's a word or not. I apologize.
I think it is.
But the ability to customize a website to whatever you need, whether you just want a something you want to sell, or if you're blogging, or if you're an influencer, which I think is a really great program you've got as well. There's so many different things that you call up and say, look, this is what I need. And one of your guys here, local guys who live right here and work right here, can say, all right, let's build it. Let's make it work. Yeah. Let's see what you need and let's go.
You're exactly right, Scotty. We've created an elite influencing site where anybody out there that feels like they want to be in that influencing realm, we create a great website for you that you can sell and make money on. And last week alone, we signed up over 50 people to those websites. Wow. So, I mean, call us up. Whatever you need for your website needs, whether you're an influencer or a small business or a large business, give us a call. We would love to help you. We're local, no contracts. People will pick up the phone here and we'll help you.
Last thing, because this is only a one-day thing. In fact, it's only through the 4 hours of this show. Any new builds, EliteWorks is going to give you 3 months free of hosting. So if you're thinking about building a new site, if you've ever thought about building a new website, right now is the time to act. You'll never find a more affordable site build, and you'll never find 3 free months of hosting ever again. Yep. And if you call right now, 844-523-2777, you guys are going to take care of them for 3 months.
Absolutely. And that's a great deal. I mean, to get a new website and 3 free months of hosting, there's no doubt you should call in right now. Hans will also give you that bare-chested hug you've been wanting.
Yes.
And we'll help you out there.
I don't know if that's that, – I need a few months.
I need
a few months to get ready for that. But seriously, give them a call, 844-523-2777. You'll get the best website that you can possibly get. You can get it, like Scotty mentioned, all customized throughout, whatever you need, a scheduler, payroll.
Yeah.
It's all available through EliteWorks.
It's all right there at EliteWorks. Make it happen. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.